my mind and my body. But they're hunting us, they and always need me.
This world shall know pain.
His
Whoa, I didn't unmute myself. What is up, peeps? It's time for another episode of Chibi No Podcast. You got me, David the Smash Fan.
Mr.
J, put the P to the Orion. What up?
I missed this last week. And Sharking.
And I'm glad that you're... Yeah, never mind.
I heard that you guys missed me, so that's why I had to bring it back.
No.
I missed you.
We had no contest, so that was good.
You know what's funny is for whatever reason, yeah, you're the camera that you I updated the camera, but now for me it does a little bit of lag on yours, so I'll have to fix your specific camera to match.
We'll see.
It's okay. It'll just be like half a second.
Anyway, this is your first time listening to Chibi No Podcast. We're just a bunch of friends talking about good old stuff, anime, movies, TV shows, whatnot. We've been doing this for like 8 years.
Longer
we should keep track of this.
You should kind of know your own anniversary.
I know, right?
I wish I remember. I can't remember, though.
Did you have like the older files? Go back to the very beginning and see when it was the...
I'll have to look at that, yeah. I think they're one of the original episode, I think, is on YouTube.
Okay.
I want to say that it is.
I wasn't here for the beginning, but...
No, you weren't. You were not. You came in later, but it's okay.
You were still... You know, you're probably like a college student or graduated high school.
No, because...
Oh yeah.
No, yeah, he was.
Because I think the first time you guys had me on the podcast was like the review of Venom.
I think so.
That was a while ago.
I think so. Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah, that was like
dun, dun, that was a while ago.
Dun, dun, dun. See, we're so old that we haven't even updated our profile picture on Podomatic. You're not there. I'm not there.
On Podomatic. Oh, on Facebook.
I don't know how long you've been there.
Oh yeah, I need to make a collage. That's what I need. That's what. Well, that picture on Facebook was one made by a fan.
No, not that. On Podomatic, it's just say this is the podcast with Jose.
Heather,
David, and Diego.
Yeah, that's super old.
When it's not those people.
I know. Right?
They haven't been on in such a long time. It's okay. Alrighty. Well, anyway, we have a lot of stuff to talk about.
Have we?
No, we do.
Do we?
Yes, we do.
All
so,
right.
Anyway, let's first go around. Let's see what you guys have been watching or listening to. Any new updates on what you're playing or what you're listening to? I wanted to bring up something really quickly. So, not necessarily playing because I'm playing the same stuff.
Overwatch,
yeah, two. But
and Apex,
yeah,
Pokemon,
and Fortnite.
We won.
We finally won a couple.
And Fortnite, yeah, and Fortnite. Thanks to Japoreon's. Oh yeah,
and what?
Pokemon.
I forgot to update that. Let's talk about that. So Ling, we got screwed.
What is this? We?
Okay, so what happened was we went against the fourth gym leader. Yeah. What's his real name?
Flannery,
and we're all doing good. I think we had Sharking who finished like super
Sharking
fast.
Finished
yeah,
quick.
He finished quick. We had Sparky finish quick. I'm taking my time. I'm just having some issues, and then we have Buriko Senpai who was playing, and then he lost his Grand Bull, which was tied to my Metagross, and I was like, I should be okay. I finished like
your best Pokemon.
I finished the three Pokemon fine, and the first two Pokemon fine. Her third Pokemon, she brings out her ace, which is Rayquaza, and I'm like, holy crap. And this thing, I was like, with Metagross, that was the only thing that it was not very effective on any of the moves that Rayquaza would have. And it demolished my team. We were done.
Yeah, stock on potions. You would have been fine if you had.
No, because if I had max potions, yes, but it did more than 50 damage each hit.
Even if he would have bought super potions, he'd be
I would fine. Need max potions.
He'd be taking more damage than he'd be healing, so.
Oh.
Yeah, so it was
Metagross would have been the only thing that could have taken those multiple hits. And still, like, worked with super potions.
Oh, true.
Yeah, so...
Do you have a shiny?
Yeah, no, that's how shiny got killed.
It was dead.
I had a shiny for, like, 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
And it took me, like, 12 hours to find one.
That was worth your time, for sure.
And then it just was not good.
So, it's over.
It's
that
over.
Run is over.
That run is over.
It's over.
And
again.
Then
I made files for them, but I messed up on one part of one person's file, which was Javi's file.
My file.
The most important one.
That was funny. Well,
so this is the thing. So when you set it up, you have to do like make the Pokemon that's a starter keep their type, or you can randomize the type of what they are too. And so I gave everyone their stuff. Everyone's Pokemon was the same type. Javi's has the lucky one. He has a Kyogre. And he's like, oh, okay, picking Kyogre. That's a simple, easy one. Kyogre is what? Grass, poison?
Poison ice.
Poison ice. And then he's like, nope, we got to redo it. And so I had to redo everybody's. But I
didn't have to do everybody's, but everybody else wanted
it was
to
more
redo
fair.
Theirs
it was more
sucked.
Fair. It was more fair, yeah.
Theirs sucked. Mine was the only one that needed
so
to be redone.
So I redid it with Javi, and then I checked on every single one, caught the Pokemon, didn't name it, obviously, and then check their types. Everyone's good to go there. And then I did like two more times to be safe in case I messed up on something. So I did it really slow each time. Everything was matching up.
He made them all baby Pokemon.
You can't make them baby. Oh, yeah, you could choose it, but that would be too.
Only baby. Started out with a baby. Kind of like Digimon. The base form, and then
you actually can make that.
Ooh. See, I told you.
There are ways to.
Yeah. You can choose the type, like, you can have random, or you can choose what you want the random, like, the random to be. But I just chose normal random stuff, and then you guys got Pokemon.
We don't know what they are.
I didn't know they were. Okay.
Bad, you guys got Pokemon.
I guess you guys will see.
I just know that it's not going to be as good as Kyogre.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
I'll say that. That's the only spoiler you get. Nothing is as good as Kyogre.
That's not fair.
Well, anyway. So, yeah.
I'm excited for Tuesday because I want to see your faces.
New music that I've been listening to. It's not even a new artist, but Twice came out with a new song called One Spark.
The album.
The album came out, but the song is called One Spark.
There's two songs that came out.
Yeah, but we don't care. The
See,
most recent
right.
one,
get
no
it.
One cares about I Got You, okay?
Fans,
no one cares about that one.
I care.
No, so they came out with One Spark. What's interesting about this musically is that the chords that they use is very similar to a lot of chords that you'll see in a lot of animes. It's a little bit different, but it's the same chords. So I think I'm actually a lot of anime fans who maybe don't like K-pop, they might like this song because it will have a familiar sound. Like if you ever played Pokemon, ever watched any anime opening, you'll hear this music.
So you can officially say you're a K-pop fan.
No, this is still Twice. No, this
Twice
is Twice.
Is K-pop. You just mentioned that you're a K-pop fan. You will enjoy this.
Yeah, I'm a Twice fan, not a K-pop fan.
Twice is
That's
K-pop.
Different. That doesn't matter.
Anyway,
the point is, good song. Okay, Shark, can go with you. What have you? What have you been playing? Anything new?
No, you guys know what I've been playing. We played the new updated season of Apex, which is much different. Feels
I gotta try it out.
Much fresh. We are missing playing with you.
Yeah,
it's been.
We'll try it with the new stuff.
Obviously, I'm biased, but I think it's much, much better. What do you think, David?
Oh, I was curious. I want to know your input because you're a very big Apex player. Like you play a lot, so I want to know how your input would be. So that's good to know.
I think it's really, really balanced, and I think it makes all of the characters worth playing now with different. I mean, obviously there's still better. Legends than others.
There's tier lists, yeah.
There's tier lists. There's still probably tiers, but what's nice is the crappier ones get better upgrades. So okay. Caustic was kind of lower of the thing. Now he gets a perk where he heals in his own gas.
Oh, that's so good.
So you can just throw...
That's
so
good.
So you can just throw like a gas trap and just like shoot it, and while you're sitting there, you're regenerating
your
own health.
Yeah. Your alt there, just
Lifeline, who they were like calling for a rework, one of her perks, she gets a self-revive.
Good. She needs that.
So like it's a lot of the crappier... Legends get better upgrades later on, so good. I think it's a lot more balanced. And when we're playing the new mode, right? Is it? I forget what it's called. Honestly, is it Straight Shot?
Something like that. Yeah.
What do you do with that?
You don't pick a landing spot. It automatically just like shoots you down to a spot with your team, and you don't spend as much time looting. It like automatically like pings where like the two like every town or every point of interest on the map already has a team just spawning on it, and you don't have to really loot. All the guns come. Kit it out, so it's like white tier, blue tier, purple tier.
Do you upgrade
weapons.
The guns while you're like shooting?
You don't have to. No, you don't have to. You pick them up or you loot guns instead of like looting every little attachment and stuff like.
Okay,
you can find a flatline that's already gold, and you're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's nice. Okay,
but it's much shorter. So like we played like I think we've only played what two or three hours total.
Yeah, we played.
But we've probably played over like 30 games in that.
Wow. Okay, I'll definitely gotta check it out.
It's much faster and. We won a couple games.
Yeah, we won one game.
Was it two?
I thought we only won one.
I thought we won two. It felt like two.
We were close, probably. The same
we were close. I think maybe we did win two. We won with one person who actually talked in team chat. And I think that's the one we... Oh, we won. Yeah, we won that. I don't know how we won.
Oh, no, we did one too. We did win two. One was the one where we won, like, where the circle completely closed down.
Yeah.
And the second one, this guy was, like, super sneaky. There was, like...
Oh, yeah.
It was two squads left, so 3v3, and then it was just him, because me and David had already died. He snuck around, revived both of us.
Oh, wow.
And while they were still fighting.
But here's a different thing. When we revive with the guns that we died with. That's also something new. Guns.
Oh, okay, good.
So as I'm coming out of the air, like being revived, I shoot and knock a guy like right away. I'm like, David, I knocked one. And then like 10 seconds later, David was like, I knocked the other one. And then teammate got that last kill and we won.
That's awesome.
The other one was like the circle completely closed and they had a heat shield. And I luckily had already launched my ult as Seer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we knew exactly where they were.
But I don't know how you guys got there because I was down after that. I was like, oh, I'm screwed, guys. We're screwed. And I don't know how we won.
I was playing Caustic, right?
Yeah.
So they think they're safe in their heat shield. And I threw my gas ult.
That's awesome.
And they just die.
And that heals them.
And yeah, I was being healed and they were being killed. So I was like, this is great.
That's perfect.
So good.
It's been some good games.
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
Definitely got to try it out.
Okay. How would you miss, mister?
I've been defending Freedom. I've been playing Helldivers 2. And Final Fantasy Remake.
Are you almost done with that?
I'm chapter 15, so 5 more chapters because I know there's 20.
Okay.
So I'm almost done with that, and I've been playing Helldivers 2. Both have been fun. Final Fantasy, I played Final Fantasy 7 a long time ago on the original PS1. That's how long ago I played it.
Yeah, how is it in comparison?
How's your experience? I don't remember a lot of it.
No, original? In comparison to now, like... You're trying to remember. Do you remember any of that?
I remember some things here and there. Like when I played the first part of the mission, I was like, this doesn't happen in the original. And then, because I know some things, some spoilers here and there, you know, from because it's been like 3 years since the game came out. So I'm like, okay, this is cool. I know some of the differences here, but like just overall, I've had a blast playing that game. It's fun. A lot of people know I don't really play single player games a lot. I mean, I try to, but then I just kind of. I'm just a multiplayer person, so but it's been fun. I've been enjoying it, and I'm, you know, taking my time trying to do all the side achievement, all the side quests, and everything else. And then I heard that you have to finish some other side quests. You have to play it on hard mode. I'm like, I'm just gonna do the one run through, and then maybe next time in another year I'll do the hard mode again. But go through that.
Oh yeah, and you forgot also the DLC as well.
Yeah, I got the DLC with it too. So it was like $25 for all of it. So
okay.
And then Helldivers 2 has been a lot of fun. It's on PlayStation and PC. You are from Super Earth, a military force that's trying to protect other planets that are surrounding Super Earth from aliens attacking, like some bug type aliens, and then Terminator type of monster robots. I haven't done the robots yet because I heard it's really hard. So they're like get to like at least level 15 or something like that. I'm at level 8. So once I get to that, then we're going to start fighting the robots. It's really rough. You can you can call in airstrikes. You can call in a nuke. It's really fun. Just doing stuff like that.
That's awesome.
That's horrible.
That's not horrible. That's like Call of Duty. What are you talking about?
I've never played Call of
Duty. And what's fun is like, what got me wanting to get the game was seeing the TikToks and you would hear like, old school, like 60s and 70s rock, like you know, like, okay. What was it? The Rolling Stones. What's that song? Black? No. Black. All I see is black. I can't remember.
Painted black.
Yeah, they played that. And I was like, that sounds cool. And then like a bunch of old school stuff, like Ozzy Osbourne, AC/DC. So I'm like, okay, I wanna protect Freedom. So I bought the game, I played it, and then I found on Spotify they have a Helldivers 2 playlist of just old school style songs like that. So when you're in the midst of battle and you hear these music come out, you're like, no, I'm not dying today. And you can dolphin dive left and right, and like you can dolphin dive backwards while shooting in the air when you're falling backwards and stuff.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun. And then
I need to see the gameplay.
It's fun. It's really fun. It's kind of crazy because the first game, I don't know how long ago it came out, but it was like a top-down shooter and it looked really cartoonish and arcadey. And then I don't know what this company did. They're like, you know what? Let's make this insane. And then they did that, and it's a fun game. Super fun.
Okay, cool. What was your Japari on?
Man, I've been through a lot. Not a lot of gaming on my part, unfortunately. I've been watching a lot of Netflix. I recently rewatched John Wick 3, which is a really good movie. I've been watching documentaries. There's been a documentary about music, one with the recording of We Are the World.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was pretty good, too. There's also a documentary about Wham, the band in the past. Watching some movies here and there. I did watch a newish movie called Society of the Snow. It's based on a real-life event that happened in South America, in which a bunch of rugby players get stranded.
Oh, yeah. I saw that movie from way back in the day, too.
I don't know if they have that on movie in the past, but this is based on a real-life event.
Yeah, no, I did see the movie. They had a movie about it.
Yeah.
Because, like, they're eating the players, and they have, like, but they're they're dead, and they're frozen. They just
man, it's a really intense movie, though.
But, like, the documentary, I heard, is really good.
And the cool thing about this, too, is, like, the actors haven't had any formal training. Well, some of them did not have any formal training, and they do a really good job in the movie.
It's pretty intense.
I've been also doing my movie reviews with Boruto Senpai. We started Memento not that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of many of the Christopher Nolan movies. As far as music, of course, David already mentioned twice, which is awesome. I can't wait for more stuff. And I've been watching the new Avatar. That's something that I wanted to do. Sure. Chat.
Let's
so this will be non-spoiler, okay? Because
I mean, it's not. There really isn't any spoilers, right?
Well, if you watch Avatar before, most people have seen.
I've only.
We'll go into this real quick. They did state some things were changed from the animated show to this. Some people's character developments have been hindered.
Yeah.
So like. That can affect people on the show.
No, but the whole premise is basically the same thing. They just had to make different cuts and changes here.
Yeah, but
they,
some of them are like kind of stupid.
So they had to cut the whole. There's a whole other like I forget which, like one of the main parts of the storylines had to be cut because Aang, everyone there is like what, maybe a year, 2 years past. I can't remember how much time passes in the actual show, but they can't do that in this because. The actors are going to get older, so they can't do this storyline. I can't remember which one it was, but...
I don't know what we're talking about.
But anyway, go on.
But I got to say, without giving a spoiler, since people are like... well, first of all, this season covers the first book. So from beginning to end, it's only 8 episodes. So, of course, there's a lot of changes. Some of the characters are put in different orders. Some of them you don't get to see as much. I guess I can talk about one in particular, which is just Momo. You basically see Momo like very briefly here and there.
Really?
But without spoiling anything away, because I know Sharking is watching this.
That's fine.
I can tell you how the first episode went because you've probably seen this. You've seen this.
That's fine. I
gotta say, the first episode was very nostalgic. I mean, when I first started watching, I had goosebumps. Like, oh man, I can't believe this is actually happening. I think it.
Agreed.
It's a good way to introducing the character. They made even like a prequel in the sense of the story of how Avatar became to get frozen. So the whole
how Aang got stuck. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All of that. Interesting choice of visual effects when it comes to some of the vending. I think the vending could be a lot better. Mm-hmm. Some of the examples look like, this looks all right. But it's better from what I've seen. Compared to the movie that Mr. Shyamalan
did. Nice Shyamalan.
It's an improvement for sure. The characters, some of them, they do fit the role pretty good. The voices, the acting, it seems like it's really good. From others, it was okay. There's a big. I like the girl who does who plays Katara and Aang as well. Sokka. I feel the spirit, but it's not even there. Oh, and I think there's a reason why you might actually like this movie. I mean, TV show, Diego. You've seen Prey, right?
Yeah.
The main girl is in this.
Oh, good.
The show.
Well, with us.
So, she's in the show. The guy in Community, Abed, Danny Pudi, I think that's his name.
Oh, yeah. He's in it?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
It's weird to see him in there. He only appears in 2 episodes, but it's just like every time I see him, I see Abed.
Okay.
They brought the Cabbage Man. The Cabbage Man is there.
Okay.
The original Cabbage Man.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
The original voice actor.
The guy who does Zuko does a pretty good job. The uncle. I like him a lot as an actor in other movies and shows. Here, I think...
Uncle Iroh is a big role to fill.
It's a big role.
It's hard because like I always see him is in Mr. Kim's Convenience. And he's hilarious in that.
That's why I like him
so, a lot. Like, I can't, like, I can, because Uncle Iroh can be funny too, but
yeah.
I just, I'm worried about his. Yeah, and it's going to be hard to see him being like his serious sides, and then when, like when book two happens, and we get to that part of book two, he's going to have to convince people hard for that.
Yeah, it's a hit and miss. There are times like, oh, I can see him playing.
He looks like it. He looks like it perfectly.
Some of the acting, it felt like a little bit probably not the same.
I get you.
Kind of like Zuko as well. I think anyways, I'm trying to remember. But yeah, without even spoiling everything away, I think it's a pretty decent show.
Okay.
Although IMDb and the Rotten Tomatoes have been like not that generous when concerning to the scores. But
yeah, but they're always...
So what would you give it a score out of right now?
Probably a 7. 7 chibis.
That's about what everyone's been doing, like 7 to 8.
It's not bad. Improvement. It's not like 100% like, oh, this is like a masterpiece. But I think that they do a good job. I wouldn't be surprised if they have a second season.
But then again, I hope it does really well.
The thing that I'm kind of conflicted. I mean, they're basically telling me the same story, but without live action. If they were to make some changes here and there, I understand that because it's
well. Let's look at this, right? Lion King basically is a 1-to-1, but it's worse.
Yeah.
So I can understand, you know, Japan saying like. I'm just watching live action, but there's stuff that's excluded because of X and Y reasons.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's about it without giving too much, but check it out. You have the time.
I'm enjoying it. I'm really
something
liking
else
it.
About it because you all, yeah.
Yeah,
so your impression so far.
Only thing, I really like it. I actually think the special effects look really good. That was like the one thing. As soon as they like started, I'm like, oh, I hope like that doesn't look like cheesy or terrible because I'm like, that could just really ruin the
show.
As
long as the earthbending is better than Shyamalan's earthbending,
it is 100%.
It's good. Yeah. Good. I think I have like the smallest. Me and Japan talked about this on our way over here, but like the smallest complaint is it feels like the bending has lost its ties to like the martial arts, so it feels more like just
like it's power. Just there.
Fireball, yeah. Shot. Like it's not. It doesn't feel like
it's Liu Kang.
It kind of like,
oh, like
it, yeah.
when they're waterbending, they have like the movement of
yeah,
water
like
bending.
the different
it's not
kinds
as fluid.
Of martial, yeah. So it doesn't feel...
I get you.
There's not as much movement from the actual actors while they're bending.
That's
like the bending looks better.
But that's important to it, though. That's what's
weird. I feel it's a little bit, but like...
When you know like the earthbenders, they go like... They do a hard, heavy stance.
Yeah.
Waterbenders are very fluid and everything. Firebenders are very aggressive with their... Like, more ki blasty with fire.
Yeah, like the airbenders didn't...
Air too much.
They didn't air too much.
Look at my ball.
Yeah, so it's just been different. It's been really good. I think I'm okay with most of the voice or most of the cast. I think the one that we thought was funny wasn't General Zhao.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
The actor who played for him actually thought he was auditioning for the other kind of avatar.
To the avatar.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, why am I a human? What the heck? Aren't I supposed to be blue?
I can shoot fire.
Carry gun. Halfway through the show, he's like, oh, this is the wrong avatar.
Not in space. Yeah.
Oh, is this like in the past? That's cool.
But I like how they make little nods to like the show as well. Even like the end credits, the music is the same music that you have on the cartoon.
That's
or the
cool.
end credits. Like, oh, that's nice.
And I think to go with what Japan was saying, I did get goosebumps like in the intro and especially like the first time they do the, you know, earth,
fire.
Oh, that's
water
cool. That intro and it was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was
fire
like, okay,
mission
okay.
attacked.
Okay, yeah. So that was pretty cool. And then another thing, and I mean, we're looking forward to the future. I can't wait for the live action release of Secret Tunnels.
Secret Tunnels.
It does happen. It does happen.
Oh, it does? Oh, sweet. Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely going to finish watching it.
Okay.
You have to. Yeah, that's the part.
I can't wait.
It does happen. I would like to hear your reactions but after watching this.
I think it'll be
like,
funny.
This is... I mean, I didn't watch... The One Piece live action. This might be the only live action that I have enjoyed.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Yep. We'll check it out. Okay. Let's move on. moving on to one of the only two pieces of news to go on.
Two piece.
It's
like One Piece, but better.
One is, I think it was on Wednesday.
Thursday.
Nintendo had a showcase, a partner showcase that Ooh. Showed, I want to say, at least like 20 games, maybe probably more.
Just so many games.
It
It was boring.
It felt underwhelming, at least for our group, because of what we play, what we were excited for. I think we already have a very like toxic relationship with Nintendo already, for the most part.
You guys do.
I belittle them because I care about them, because I want them to do better.
You're the Nintendo hater.
No, I want them to do better. That's why I criticize.
But like, I wrote down some games. Like, again, there are only really two that I thought were actually really like. I was like,
what you got?
Well, I had one.
He had one.
I had one game that I cared about. I was a lot more excited than I thought it would.
I had a list of ones that I was like, what the heck? That I wasn't expecting to be on the Switch.
Okay.
So first of all, one of the biggest ones that I thought was weird is that they remade, it's a remake of Epic Mickey. This game came out in 2010. And I was like, this is 14 years.
Everybody loved that game.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. But it's weird that it came out.
It came out on the Wii U.
It wasn't a port.
Wii U.
It came, yeah, but yeah. It's not a port. It's a remake.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's called Epic Mickey Rebrushed.
Yeah.
So it's supposed to look a lot better.
Supposed to.
The Switch, I mean, it doesn't. I can't tell. I think I'm still playing it on the Wii. But that one was really interesting. The biggest one, though, and this one I remember, I think Shark King, we talked about it.
Is it the one?
Yeah. Okay. And I thought, I think he was upset a little bit in the beginning, but then there was another announcement made shortly after that made everyone happy. Okay, but
what is it?
Star Wars Battlefront, the collection.
The original Star Wars Battlefront.
I guess I just skipped that. I didn't see it.
That was the only thing I cared about.
I didn't see it. Like, I was going to watch it when it was supposed to be streaming live, but I was busy with work. And next thing you know, like, I went to watch it again, but I was skipping parts just to see if there's anything.
Literally the only thing I cared about.
They have like a, who was it? There's a new character you can play as. I can't remember his name. They have a new map, like Jabba's Palace.
And it's going to have online capabilities. For 64, or is it 64 players, right?
Yeah.
64 online multiplayer. I was like, yes!
That's cool!
And it's coming out March 14th.
Dang it!
I know, now, and you know what?
This is the biggest. The first news was like, this was announced on Nintendo, so I was like,
okay.
Did Nintendo only get it?
I want to play this on the Switch? I'm like, no, but it's like one of my favorite, it's probably my favorite Star Wars game.
It is a good game.
Of all time. Star Wars Battlefront 2, the original one,
yeah,
is like one of my favorite Star Wars games ever.
I agree, 100%.
The only game I played more on my Xbox, and probably about the same, was Halo 2.
Oh, wow.
That's how much I love this game.
Okay.
So, what's the announcement?
The announcement was it's going to be releasing for all platforms, PlayStation and Xbox after. I don't know about crossplay, but it will be playing. I'll be playing on Xbox. That's where all my friends are playing.
Oh, that's cool.
Get to dust off my Xbox and play.
I'm so excited.
I better be crossplay.
I think I would love to be crossplay.
I would have wanted like an actual remake, but
I think this is good.
I'm fine with this. Dude. This is like, I think at this point,
I'll take all my
has remade all the games I want remade, except for like Crash Bash. That's like the only thing
I'm missing. I'm missing one game.
That's it. But besides that, the universe has treated me well.
So that's pretty cool. You can play 60 multiplayer online. I guess you have to have like Nintendo service to play online.
It's a third party. I don't know. Like Fortnite, you don't need
it. If the game was free, then you wouldn't. But you have to pay for it. You have
the only thing I'm worried about. I haven't looked at the price. I know you can pre-order, but it better not be a full
$60. It's probably $30.
It's one and two combined.
Yeah, one and two combined.
Oh,
it's probably going to be like $30.
Ooh. I'd pay $30 for that. I mean, honestly, I'd pay the $60. I wouldn't be very proud
about it. You're the problem. You're the problem.
Yeah, I know he's the problem.
Nintendo keeps doing this.
I know what I like. It's not just Nintendo.
I think I'll do it.
No, this is electronic. Why not Lucas?
EA.
Yeah, EA, yeah. Let's say Lucas.
Because the new one that they have for the PlayStation 4.
I didn't like it. It looks beautiful.
Yeah,
I agree.
Just, one was bad. Two was better.
Gameplay doesn't.
Two, just because it had the stigma of the first one, just didn't do well.
No, it was bad.
The gameplay I don't care for.
I played for a little bit, and next thing you know, like, I ended up selling that game because it wasn't worth it. It's not the same.
It's not the same.
So I'm really, this is good news. But at the same time, the date, it's, I can't believe it.
Why?
It's all the
all the games that I want to play are coming out between the last 2 months.
You've captured a command post. We've lost the command post.
It's going to be awesome. Final Fantasy coming out next week.
I remember hearing
Spider-Man DLC coming up.
Is that Stellar DLC? It's just New Game
New Plus.
Plus.
New Plus.
You can hold off on New Game Plus. It's not even a big deal.
It's
New Game Plus. Right. If this was DLC, then I get it.
Stellar Blade. There is also
Booty.
There is also like a couple of shows that are coming out next month as well.
Star Wars Battlefront 2 with the boys. That's what you're doing.
Yeah. Actually, I will do it.
I'll definitely do it because I don't have an Xbox anymore.
It has a player split screen. They're bringing that.
You can play with me.
Just share with you.
Party at my house.
Then you can go to Paul's then.
If it's crossplay, then I'll get it for my Switch. And then
if it is crossplay, you're going to get it on your Switch?
I mean, if it's PC, then I'll get it too. I'll get it for that.
I mean, I don't think the graphics are going to be any much better.
I mean, yeah, I've actually gone back multiple times to like replay it, even like when I've had the Series X. I'm going to play original Star Wars Battlefront 2. It's great, dude.
There's still a lot of people who play that.
My favorite game mode that I'm going to be excited for, besides like the online multiplayer, and I hope it still works, is Galactic Conquest.
Oh, that's fun.
You actually get to like control what ship you like.
I remember that.
You can choose like which types of units you want to buy. Bonuses if you want to get like your leader, if you want to get like health regeneration, if you want like extra ammo.
I think they're going to keep everything.
So I'm assuming.
I hope they keep that. That is like my favorite.
I like the.
It's very, very unique.
Heroes, whatever it's called, where you fight.
Heroes versus villains.
They had that too.
So I'm assuming that they're not gonna add any like new character in there.
There's
right?
a couple.
They
new
did.
Characters,
there's
yeah.
a. There's one. New, I forget his name. Is it there's Fisto? At least one new that they announced.
Who?
Is it Kit Fisto?
Yeah, I think
Kit
him.
Fisto. There's a couple ones that even that they did later on, like
they're gonna bring
for the PC release. They added like a couple extra maps that were only released for PC, and then there was a couple characters that were
no.
Only
meaning
for
they're
PC?
Gonna bring
no,
like
no,
nothing from 7, 8, and 9. No,
none of that garbage. No.
Okay.
No, but they're basically gonna give you like a modded PC version for everybody else.
That's cool.
But I'm excited. That's really cool. One was pretty good, but I think
number
Battlefront 2 is a 10 out of 10, man.
Yeah. The thing is with Battlefront 2, you replayed the same missions from the first game. But it's just you get more stuff.
Yeah,
I liked it when you became the Dark Troopers. Like, or was it Dark Troopers? No. It was the what's the gray one with the big jump?
Yeah, Dark Troopers.
I love that.
Shock Troopers.
Shock Troopers. Yeah,
because they had like the big like electric taser thing.
Just messed up.
That's fun.
I still have pictures of this on like my old like middle school phone. But I played once online, and I think it's on Naboo, and I was playing as the droids, and I got to unlock. I've got the leader at the very beginning. I played as Darth Maul. You know how it's 150 units to 150 units?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had 149 kills. Oh my
God. That's awesome.
I felt nerd. Bad. I was like,
that was fun. Because I like that one part of the story. Spoiler. But this is like, what, 20 years old? Where you're fighting as, you're the stormtroopers and you're fighting the clone troopers because you found that virus to kill the clone troopers.
Oh, yeah.
Part of the story. I was like, oh, what? I was like, this is tight.
So, yeah. That's
not canon anymore, but
cool. So I guess there was some good announcements.
The thing is, it just sucks because it's like it's not really for Nintendo. Because I'm like, yeah, it's for Nintendo, and then like I think post the show, like they made an announcement and they were like coming for PlayStation and Xbox. I'm like, screw that, I'm not playing that. I'm playing on my Xbox. I ain't playing on
the controllers are better.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a few other like I want to say surprised, but because I wasn't expecting it to be announced to come on the Switch.
What surprised you?
They're just surprised. Not saying that I'm excited for it.
You can be surprised.
South Park Snow Day. I was like, what the freak?
Why not?
I think the last time that South Park has been on a game was like in 1997 or 98 when it was on the N64.
What about the Rupture Butthole or something?
Oh, was that on the Switch?
The Stick of Truth or the Fractured Butthole?
Was it on the Switch? Oh, well, I don't remember.
My goodness, I don't remember.
Say the what butthole?
The Fractured Butthole.
The Fractured Butthole.
Is that really what it's called?
The Fractured Butthole.
So their whole gimmick was they wanted to say butthole on the title of the game, but they were like, no, you can't do that. So like, okay, we'll do the fractured, but B-U-T, but whole, you know,
W-H-O-L. W-H-O-L.
So that's how they got the word butthole into the game title. And they were like, haha, we are better, we're smarter than you guys.
Ha, loophole.
Well, that's literally what they did. They took mushrooms afterwards.
Gundam Breaker 4 is going to be on the Switch. Kind of, I thought you would be excited.
Like, it looks cool,
Gundam, I'd never heard, I know, I played it.
I didn't know Super Monkey Ball was still like coming out with new games, but they came out with a new
one. Super Monkey Ball, because it's not a remaster, it's not a port, it's a brand new game.
Yeah, it was really interesting.
And they gave him a new outfit too.
They announced a new Contra game called Operation Galuga. I was like, what the heck?
Galuga. To me.
I don't think it's Galuga. I think it's Galuga.
Okay.
Galuga. I don't know. But I was like, it reminds me of Contra, the first Contra, like the way that it's a side scroll. I was like, I want to try that. See if it's still super hard. It might be, might not be.
I played the 3D version once, and that sucks.
Yeah, but this is a side scroller, though.
Yeah. I mean, if it's.
Yeah,
if
I mean, it comes out. I think the demo's out, so we can try the demo.
Yeah. Okay. If it's fun, then definitely. If not, then trash.
The other big thing, well, this one I thought was actually, I think it's going to be fun, at least for content, was. They announced a lot of Rare games are coming to the Nintendo Online. So the two big ones, Killer Instinct is back on. I was like, what the freak? It's gonna be a lot better to play that when that stupid N64 controller.
That's my favorite controller.
Super Nintendo one though.
Shut up! No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
We had that list of bad controllers.
Yeah, that's on there. That's why you're not invited. You got the stupid controller. Ooh, get out of here. And this one's gonna be fun. I think it's Battletoads. Is on there.
Oh, yeah. Battletoads.
That was a rough game.
That's going to be fun with two players because it's going to be super hard with two players. So I want to try that out, do some streams with that, see if we can win. It's out right now.
Yeah.
Cool.
So
what was the little people one?
Grounded?
Yeah.
Oh, from Xbox? Yeah. That was weird. I was like, what the heck?
I think that one seemed to fit. That one was okay.
Because they were going to have five games.
Yeah. So.
That one made sense to me. I was like, okay.
Would be fun. I think would be fun on the Switch.
Yeah.
Honestly.
You don't need the huge. It's like the almost like clay anime. So it's like,
I feel like it fits.
I feel like it fits.
Like, it's okay. Yeah.
The Switch audience.
Fun. So I guess Nintendo's
Star Wars Battlefront.
Star Wars Battlefront 2 for the win. Ooh. For everyone else, not Nintendo.
Yeah. I'm like, oh.
Well, we'll see. I guess next week we'll probably have a
chance to make it up.
Pokemon
Day on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And they're already leaking their stuff.
What?
Pokemon's doing it themselves. This is like...
Okay, what did they leak?
So every day they're actually doing a countdown on their...
Oh, yeah, they've done that before too. Yeah, yeah.
Where they're leaking stuff. So, I mean, it's not like huge stuff and probably not stuff that you guys are super excited about. I'm not even personally super... One, it's they're teasing stuff for the Pokemon Horizon show. With the new show in Paldea that doesn't have Ash in it, which has been kind of a hard sell because it doesn't
it's
have
hard,
Ash.
Yeah, without Ash.
The second thing is Maridon and Coridon are coming to Pokemon Unite.
Oh, cool.
I haven't played in a while. The last time I played was when they had Tyranitar, and that was fun. But I haven't played in a long time.
They should incorporate shinies just for that, so people can like pay for it. Because you know,
Tyranitar
is a $50 skin.
No,
shiny.
Tyranitar shiny's not worth $50.
No, it's not. Okay, and what else? What else?
The other thing is they've already announced the next set of Pokemon cards that will be released.
I didn't buy the ones that I showed you.
It's gonna be the
wallets.
It's gonna be the stuff from the DLC. So it's gonna be like Ogre Pond, the three chain Pokemon, the... What's it? Blood Moon Ursaluna, the one that looks like...
That's sick.
So those are the new cards that are being... like they've teased a couple things, and then I haven't seen the post from today. So,
but I got to say, they're actually making a lot of events here all over the States as well, too. Like here in Utah, we have like a Pokemon Day event.
Yeah, like it's getting
at that kind of
much, much bigger, Pokemon Day just in general. I feel like I'm not the only person who's excited about it
like,
anymore.
Like I mentioned, I'll share with you guys, eBay is doing a collaboration with Pokemon, and they're going to be auctioning all the 151 Pokemon and some of the rare Pokemon, such as the Van Gogh Pikachu.
The Van Gogh one? Okay.
Did you see the Time magazine of starters you can get?
In what?
Time magazine. They have all three of the original starters you can get. Oh, no, four. Pikachu. So you get the magazine, and the cover is of the starter.
Oh, I saw that.
There's Squirtle, Bulbasaur. No. So people have been collecting them.
Let's go to Target. You can buy a Target.
Don't tell me that. Let's do it. I have to buy.
Yeah, it's pretty tight. And then also, I don't know if they just released it, or I probably just released it because of the Pokemon things happening, but they have those little Kinect Lego things of the Sprite starters of the Game Boy Advance ones.
Oh, prepare your wallet.
I kind of want to go like so after this I have to go to my dad, so I'm probably going to stop by Target and look at them and see if they got them. If they're a good price,
they do have it. I saw the Squirtle Pokemon Time magazine.
That looks... Oh yeah, I'm at the Sprite.
Oh, no,
get the Sprite Lego things.
Let me know.
If they're a good price, I'll let you know.
Let me know. That's not the problem with Pokemon. There's so many times where I'm like,
they make
I'm not
cool
do that,
stuff
I'm not
sometimes,
do that.
And you're just like,
we've even talked about this a couple episodes ago. I'm like, I'm thinking I'm starting to like get rid of my Funko Pops. But then they did the one where you can choose your star. It has Bulbasaur, Charmander, and Squirtle on like a big box.
That's actually pretty cool.
But those are like unique ones that are worth getting.
That's why
your standard run of the mill thing. Like,
I know, I'm just
not this is Squirtle like this. Now it's the Target exclusive where Squirtle's hands are closed. It's like that's fucking stupid.
Agreed.
I mean, Yu-Gi-Oh! Funko Pops are pretty good.
Nah.
Okay, anyway. There was another thing that happened with the Nintendo, the showcase, that a lot of people were upset about.
Us.
They announced on the Japanese one Japan Mother 3 is coming.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people in the U.S. were super pissed off about that it's not coming to the U.S.
Buddy, buy it from Japan.
My buddy Tyler, he was a Mother 1, 2. You know, like he's a big fan of that game. Earthbound.
Yeah.
And when he found that out, he's like, he was off the rails on Facebook. These motherfuckers at Nintendo, they're just trying to keep this all located in their fucking area. just being racist, man. He just started saying that. They're being racist. They don't care about us. It's like, I've been an earthbound kid since I was like 8 years old. I think he's like 36 now. He's like, and they're not giving Mother 3? Like, these bitches.
Wait, if he's a Mother 3, by now, he probably has a mod of the game already.
No, he doesn't. He's not that kind of technical guy. So he wants to. The thing is, he pays the things. If he likes the things, he supports them.
That's good, yeah.
So like,
I respect it.
So like, he's pissed. So I'm like, and then I saw someone comment like, you know, Nintendo is, there's no region lock for the Switch. He's like, I'm not going to learn Japanese to play a game.
Do
I'm
it.
Like,
if he's committed.
You know what? He might as well.
I've done that before.
Not in Japanese. There was, I don't know if I've told you guys this story. There was a book series I liked growing, like when I was like in middle school. And they made like 20 books.
Oh, damn. Animorphs?
No. They made 20 books in English, and then they stopped making them. And I found out like 5 years later when I was like a senior in high school that they finished like the last two or three books, but it was in like Sweden.
Oh my gosh.
And that's the only way. Like, so I know that the story ends, but it's in Swedish. I have found somebody who's translated it for me. So that's I'm actually cool. like, finishing right now. It's been like 10 years later though.
You know what you should do?
Yeah, because
I was going to say, you should just get the Samsung S24 phone, and it has the smart AI. You can just put the phone right in front of the book and then translate
it for me.
You can translate it for you in real time. So you
there's
just read
an app for it. You can do that.
Google no, but it. It's way better than that. They even did a comparison. It destroys it.
But like for me, I also do the same thing with the Jump All-Star game for the 3DS.
Oh, yeah. We
that's
saw
the,
him do
that's
that.
The only one, only game in Japanese that I fully completed. I had to like follow. I have like a text file on my computer with all the dialogue as I move along the game. And I unlock all the characters. And it's by far my favorite Smash, All-Star game.
I also did the same thing with Mega Man Battle Network.
Oh, Anti-Battle Network?
Yeah.
Nerds. I want to say nerds.
Commitment. There's commitment.
There's certain like characters and stuff you only unlock if you play the Japanese.
I get you. Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm saying nerds, but like, you know,
aren't we all?
It was,
no, but it's yeah. just funny because my brother and I did the same thing.
What's
with
his name? They have a. He's from the other game, Soldier Boy.
Soldier Django? Boy?
No, not Soldier. No.
Boy. Solar Base, Boy.
Soldier Boy.
Baseman.
Django. Yeah.
Baseman.
No.
He's cool.
But anyways, yeah. Games. Mother.
My brother and I, we were the nerd thing too. When Dragon Ball Super was coming out, and we would watch the Raw online, mm-hmm. and then we would go to Twitter for this guy who translated it in real time. Like, what did he say? Oh, he said this. Wow, that's so cool.
Oh, talking about that, I don't think I should already talk about this before, but I guess people in Japan are being sent to prison by uploading scanners.
It was just one dude and like the shop that was there. So there's still people who are releasing it. It's just those guys got caught and they were being foolish. So that's their fault.
Are they being foolish or actually?
No,
they were doing it for the fans.
You know what they should
have
done?
Liberation time.
You know what Japan should do? Just release it soon.
They do it.
Release it early.
Coming
too.
Up.
Call no, just don't have Viz. Don't have Viz. Viz does horrible translations.
How? Yeah.
Death beam or whatever what they call it. The special beam cannon.
I don't even know.
The Spaniard version, bastards.
But yeah, next week we'll probably talk about Pokemon. Hopefully it's good.
Pokemon.
I hope it's good.
I hope it's what Javi said. I would like that. But I mean, realistically. Well,
do you want me to go over that real quick?
What?
The rumors for Tuesday?
Sure.
The speculated rumors for Tuesday are it's a Gen 2 remake of Let's Go.
Let's go.
Like, I mean, cool, but.
I like it because it's Mega Evolution. That's it.
Oh, okay.
It has Mega. Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee has Mega Evolution. Okay. And I love that you have like the sprites.
I like about, it too, but like I said,
it's very simple. It's a very, very casual playthrough.
Which is nice.
I don't mind. It's one of those games that, yes, you'll play it once.
If you're a kid, intended to be the game for kids, you'll love it.
If you want to do Shiny Hunt and get the whole Shiny catalog,
that's
you
the place
can
to do it.
Do
it's
that.
A great place for Shiny hunting, and it's just a great, fun, casual playthrough. Yeah, I've done it with people who like never play Pokemon before. This Let's Go, it's like super easy to get them into. There's rumors that it's going to be either a Gen 3 remake, or Gen 5 remake, so Black and White, or like a Black and White 3, like a continuation from that.
So no Legends type of game?
And the third rumor, which people, it's the one that's talked about least, so I think it's the least likely, is another Legends game.
I think they got to go.
Which could be Legends Kyurem, or supposedly, or Legends Celebi.
So it wouldn't be a DLC. It would be like their
it
own
would not be a DLC.
No, DLC for that long.
It has been rumored and speculated we might even get the teaser. I don't think we'll actually get the whole game, but the teaser for Generation 10.
Interesting.
Which seems a little bit soon to me, but we talked about how long ago did Scarlet and Violet release?
A year, 2 years?
2 years.
Like 2 years. It's been over 2 years. Because it was last November that we started Scarlet and Violet.
Mm-hmm.
Soul Link Nuzlocke.
Yeah, we tried once and it's
within 5 minutes, David with the shiny Psyduck.
So once again, this is just rumors, right?
These are just rumors. Okay. They are from people who have been credible. I mean, Pokemon's notorious for letting their information get out.
Let's go.
A lot of the times when they get leaked, it's 80% of the time it's true.
Oh, okay.
So we'll see.
So that. I'm okay with the let's go. I'm fine with that. I just want another Legends. I like Legends.
I like Legends a lot. They just have to unmove
I do know that they confirmed that they have two studios making two different independent Pokemon games.
The studios, the different studio that they have that's not Game Freak, they're in charge of making the remakes.
Wait, is it the one that did the Diamond and Pearl?
Right, Diamond and Shining. I didn't mind the design.
It didn't look very original.
I just didn't like that they cut out the stuff for Platinum. Like, it was...
Oh, they should have.
It was a stupid choice. Like,
they wanted to make money. Should have made
it
like DLC.
It doesn't even make sense. Like, it didn't make sense to me. It's just like, why would you pick the crappier version of this game to remake instead of the good one?
All I know is I want the Let's Go.
Well, I guess we'll see next week.
And if I dream, if I pray,
that's not gonna help.
Pokemon to Stadium,
dear Arceus,
it'll come in.
Pokemon Colosseum with the I.
Cool.
Anyway,
that's all I want.
Okay. Final piece of news. It was announced officially that there is a Naruto live action in the works
finally
by the director of Shang-Chi, so Destin Daniel. According to the news that I read, this has Kishimoto's blessing. Take that what you want.
According is just his blessing, not he's not involved.
I don't think so.
His blessing, it's probably just like, hey, we want to make live action.
Okay.
Done.
You just make the check.
He might have seen the script.
How much am I getting paid?
Yeah.
He might have seen the script already and been like, okay, well, this is okay that you have my blessing to do it this way. That might be. I don't know. I think Naruto is a super hard show to make a movie.
They made a play and it did good there.
Yeah, but the play...
It was okay.
But the play is already based... Okay, but the thing is, like, you want to get people who know, at least know about, you know, to watch, like... And you also want new people. How are you going to balance that with this?
With a series,
if One Piece was a movie, if the live action was a movie, I don't think it would have done nowhere near as good.
No.
That's the whole thing. Naruto, again, I'm in the camp that Naruto does not get anywhere near as good until the Chunin exams. If they cut all that shiz out, again, there's still other stuff that happens that there's a lot of character development that happens in before that when they fight Zabuza and all that. So my thing is I'm super concerned in how much they're going to have to condense.
Because usually when I rewatch Naruto, I cut out, like I just press, you know, 1.5 speed and then just kind of cut through all that crap. And then when they do their mission.
You say that like you watch it frequently.
I've watched it like 3 or 4 times fully. Okay. So that's a lot.
All right, that's quite a bit.
But like whenever
cuts
I watch
out
the beginning.
That god-awful opening.
The Ninja Ostrich?
No.
You don't skip the Ninja Ostrich.
No. I meant to say like I watch a cut version where it cuts off all the filler stuff.
Called Naruto Kai.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I do fast forward until I get to the Zabuza arc, like that part, and then I put it back at normal speed and then...
Speed up again.
No.
Again, Zabuza is not that it's bad. It's good. It's just...
To me,
I didn't get hooked until the Chunin exams.
Well, the thing about this... There's pros and cons. If you actually were to jump exactly to the Chunin exams, you have to
cut
a lot of
things. That's the problem. That's the problem. So that's why, how are you going to do this in a movie?
I mean, the way for me to think about this.
Yeah. It's going to be a movie, not a series. It's
so the easy way for me to think about it, if they start with just the first arc, even though it might be slow, people might not like it too much, but it's an introduction and trying to build the world of what you're trying to
do. Yeah, but the thing is that...
Because if they were to speed it up to Chunin, a lot of things
I agree with you.
And people are going to complain. I mean,
I'm
regardless, people are going to complain.
If you just do that little first part,
like
a small part of it, and the thing is they don't care about the story, the producers, if it makes money. So like... If they just do this little part and it doesn't get to the good part where fans want, then they'll be like, don't watch it because they're not at this part yet.
Can we skip to the good part?
I was going
to
say, part of me, I'm kind of conflicted because that director also did a couple of movies with other movies as well. I mean, the most famous is the one with Shang-Chi, but he also did a movie with Michael B. Jordan. So if they're going to bring Michael B. Jordan and he's a Naruto fan,
he's not going to be
bring Michael B. Jordan into Naruto, who's he going to play?
He doesn't have to play anything.
Oh, Zabuza
sure, why not?
Fine.
But then again,
he'll be the Black Kakashi.
But then again, he loves Naruto and he can provide some feedback as to how they want the movie.
Well,
to
it's not. It's not.
I'm
just,
okay
it's
with
not,
him doing that if I get to play like Asuma.
Yeah, let's go. Let's apply for the role.
I can do Asuma.
Okay.
Do
it? I didn't say you couldn't.
So the third Hokage is Mexican.
I hate their Hokage.
Yes.
I hate that.
You don't want to have that guy. As
yeah,
sucks.
Now you're saying Mexicans are all bad because of the Hokage. Well, no, we don't want that stereotype on that.
So I'm happy, sad. I don't even know. Like, I'm conflicted, honestly, on this because I do like, it's about time. Of all the big shonen shows, this is the one that has not have a movie. Previous one has been, one has been meh, one has been, live action One Piece has been really good.
But yeah, but that's a series. You can't go.
But then again,
you need movies. You have to go with movies. You can't do
so
a series.
So if they were to make a movie,
it's not
it's very challenging.
I'm
but at the
going
same time,
off of it's
going
to be bad.
I do like the
I was
director.
Almost excited until you said it was a movie.
So
it's going
to
be bad.
I guess we just have to wait and see. I mean, of course, people are going to be on edge on this because this is people's childhood. People grew up with this show. People love this show as well. You don't want to offend fans
the
of
the thing
show.
Is, when you get a
already.
Movie, the producers don't care about like a lot of the source material. Movies,
you don't know
movies.
That.
Movies. Yeah. I'm going off of movies.
But also, they don't, the director
I'm
gonna, too.
But I'm saying movies. Okay. They don't care a lot about the source material, so they make up their own bullshit. We've seen what Disney's done. We saw all that stuff where they're like, well, we don't read the
I don't
comics.
Think this is done by Disney.
I'm just saying like producers don't care about the source material for their movies. If this was a show, I'd be more optimistic about it.
Okay. Mm.
Just like because this, of the recent success of One Piece?
Not just that, there's a lot of shows. Like people,
no,
like,
I could
stuff,
say,
it's just,
been good
I just don't have any trust in movies.
Well,
when it comes
I have
to,
seen
to
good
adaptation.
Live action movies that have been good. And they're anime and manga good adaptations. Okay.
No, well, but what? Like what?
Like, Alita?
Give me what?
Alita Battle Angel. That was good.
That was good, but Rurouni financially was a flop.
No,
that's
actually,
Japan.
They're talking.
If we're
they're
talking
making a
US,
sequel, they're thinking about making a sequel of that.
Oh, okay. So, I heard it was a flop. So
no,
I mean,
even no. So that there's
Rurouni
also Kenshin
is
Rurouni
from Kenshin. Japan, so that's gonna be doesn't matter.
Right,
but I'm talking
still,
about US. Fox.
Hasn't been many.
I'm saying, but like so, here, where it matters for the, sadly where it matters.
I was gonna say sure if we were talking the past, but now people are like the hype for anime has grown a lot. People are more wary of the fans and they don't want to offend the fans. So perhaps there might be an opportunity in which they're going to present something good. I'm not saying that they will because, I mean, that's the whole mentality of somebody who loves the show and they make a movie, a live action movie, especially in America. But I do like the director. And he's also the guy who I think he was brought in to direct another Marvel movie. I think one of the Avengers. No. He got moved. Different projects, but regardless, I do like his work. I only seen two movies from him, and that's just something. But who knows? I want to be optimistic, but then again, I just think live action movies, they don't have that record, right? So
I don't.
I mean, just because as of recently for
just like
show,
the Dragon Ball
like,
movie.
But end this
the only
podcast
good, the
right
only
now.
The only good thing about that movie was Toriyama didn't want that to be the final thing for Dragon Ball, so
good
yeah,
job,
it's
movie.
A good thing. It's a
good job, Dragon Ball.
You did so bad, I had to come back and fix.
I had to come back and write this fat check for everybody.
I mean, there's issues with Super as well, but that's
there's
still a lot
wrong
better
with
than Evolution.
Talking about a TV show, that real quick
or GT.
They did announce that the Harry Potter live action
2026.
Oh, that's so long.
Two more years.
That's a long ways away.
So
I can't
go on a mission.
I don't
come
care.
Back
I don't. I don't. I don't care enough about it until then. I don't care about it.
Mission 2, Electric Boogaloo.
There you go.
But yeah, that's
so long, dude. And they probably already found the kids to do it. And they're probably already teenagers now.
What the? No, he'd probably be 8. By the time they're going to start, he'll be 10.
I don't know.
It's
unless they're doing 2 years worth of prop making, which I'll be cool with. If they do props and it took 2 years to do, totally fine.
I think that'll be cool. I'm kind of worried about
that's what
that.
With
I think it's about time, though. Part of me really feels like Harry Potter needs a remake because there's so many things, inaccuracies that have not been the greatest in the movies. Even
no one
though
needs a remake Twilight. Just kidding. All right, let's get on to the main topic.
All right, Twilight.
The wolves were cool.
Paul gets to play Jake.
Stay Farm. No.
Stay Farm.
So the main topic is this probably won't be too long, but
yeah,
I just kind of wanted to hear.
Topic.
People were confused.
Heard myself. On
my question, my question to them was, "You're not a Pokemon. You are you."
That's why I'm just so confused.
No, you're not a Pokemon. You are you. But in Pokemon, they have a shiny version, right?
It's true.
A lot of different Pokemon have an Alolan version of themselves and a Paldean version. Not all of them, but they do. Mm-hmm. Right. So my question was, "You're not a Pokemon, but you're you. But if there was a shiny version of Jporin, a shiny version of Miss Mister, a shiny version of Shark King, what would that shiny look like?
Just me in a different color.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, but you're a human. You can do different things.
But how could I be a shiny?
Like, let's say the shiny version of Jporin was when he had silver hair.
Oh,
that's actually what I was gonna
and,
say.
And he actually was Asian.
And he actually was Asian.
There, that's the shiny version of Jporion.
Okay.
That's what I meant.
So okay. If I were to say a low end version of me is like me wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
I mean if that's like as sure.
What would Paul be if he lived in
maybe you were buff also. I don't know. Like that's the idea.
He used a lot of suntan lotion. He looks like his face is leather.
It's the same thing they did with Super Professor Brit. Oak.
Yeah.
The Alolan Professor Oak looks exactly the same. He's just tan.
So, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to be. Yeah, that's what I meant. Not that you're a Pokemon.
All right, you start.
He's leather tan.
Let's start by providing an example.
Leatherish.
All right, you.
Providing for example?
Yes.
You go first.
My shiny version?
Yes.
My shiny version would be 6'2". First of all, I'm changing all this stuff. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'd be the same size, like same height and everything.
You could be
but high.
Look at Exeggutor.
That's not your shiny version. That would be like a lowland or a Paldea.
So we have to pick for each particular version. So just pick one and then elaborate on us.
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, if that takes too much, just choose one.
Okay, let's go.
Choose one. Okay,
I'm myself confusing.
So my shiny version would be I would be darker. Let's go. I'm gonna go black.
You're gonna be black?
Yeah. Okay. Black. Okay. That you were shiny. Shinies are all different colors,
yeah,
right? I'll be black.
Shiny can change
but
sure.
mine, I would have like very light skinned, light colored, light blue eyes. And my hair would be, let's just make it funky. Let's make it
purple.
Blonde. Purple. There you go. Let's go purple.
You could have chosen the Gigantamax version of you, but you decided to go shiny.
No, I'm going with that. So okay. I'd be black with, ow,
ouch,
wah wah.
I felt that one.
So I'd be black.
That's what happened for being black.
Oh, that's my skin color would be black. Would be super much darker, and then my eyes would be like a light blue, and I would have purple hair.
Okay,
that's the shiny version of me.
Okay,
all right.
I broke this. It's okay. All right. Anyone else who wants to go? You can do whatever. If shiny is too hard, you can be a Alolan or your Paldean version. I just want to know a different version of you.
Paldean version of me would be same height.
Longer hair?
No, probably.
Tattoos? That has a little one of you that kind of moves
like
around?
That'd be like a Alolan.
Because Paldea is based on
yeah,
Spain.
But you can have like... you can have
Alolan
you,
would be the tattoo.
Tattoos,
version.
You have the okay, little so guy that moves around.
That's a Alolan. That's
you have a huge
Moana,
like
you freaking moron.
You're welcome.
I would be okay. Then we'll do the Alolan that way. Yeah, there you go. Darker,
okay.
Buffer, tattoos all over, and then there we go with red eyes though. Just for the differences.
Your Sharingan awakens.
Okay, that's yours. Okay, how about Jporin or Shark King?
You want to go?
I think the Alolan version of me would actually be like constantly followed around by sharks.
That'd be pretty cool.
That'd just make more sense. I'd be tanner.
He'd just be Namor. That's all. Namor.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. That. There you go. I like it. The Alolan version of me is Namor. I'm darker and I have sharks following me around everywhere. Boom.
Okay, there we go.
All I can think of is just being the shiny. I'll go with your example because. Why not? I do like my
He's actually
hair.
Asian.
He's like, no, and silver hair.
My
silver
dream
hair.
Finally comes true.
I would love to have to keep my silver hair again. I should dye again.
Just do it.
I'm not going to think about it. Doing that, probably going to be like a darker color. A lot more darker than I usually am. I still be, I guess, the same height because I think that's, you know, having the definition on dark, tall, and handsome. So that's basically... the shiny version of me. Look at it.
He just wants to be tall, dark, and handsome. Let him.
I'm just going
to
put your chibi. I already made you a freaking shiny with your chibi. Gosh. The only thing is you're not dark.
I would get darker.
Okay.
There you go.
I would have to be darker too because...
Yeah, I mean you're yeah,
but
in
I'd
the water
at the beach
all the time.
Maybe I'd be at the beach and be, yeah, the sun, yeah, the sunlight. It'd be weird. It'd be good for me.
And a different battle cry like the Pokemon.
A different battle cry?
I don't think they have a different battle cry when they're...
It's slightly changed. It's really not... It's pretty much the same.
Ah, okay. Oh, we have Heather here. She can sit down. Okay, now she's on camera. Hey.
Hey, whatever.
Well, oh, she left now. It's all good.
So, yeah.
Okay, so we'll spend another day to think of more of your different versions. We'll I think the time. Ones that we did were okay, I guess, because you didn't understand what I was talking about,
yeah,
but that's okay.
I didn't understand at all.
It's okay. But, alrighty.
Don't worry, I got you.
Okay, I got it. No more. Okay. No alrighty, guys. Thanks so much for watching. Remember, you can watch us on YouTube. All of the other podcasts, episodes, they are going to be also on Spotify, on Google Podcasts. All those are just 2-episode delay. You'll get the most recent ones.
Why?
Because that's how it is. To make them watch. That's why.
I see.
YouTube gets the exclusive now.
Yeah.
Exclusive content. We're getting paid by them.
Anyway, so. Yes. So you can watch. Yeah, you can follow us on all our social media accounts on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Chivino Podcast. Cup of C, Cup of N, Cup of P. Remember to like and subscribe, and we will see you guys next time. This is David the Smash Fan,
Mister
Yapur,
and Chucking,
and this is Chivino Podcast.
Bye.